Hello.
Hi, my name is Terry. I'm calling from the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line to finish your claim. May I speak to Shervangela Prince?
Yes, sir.
How you doing today?
I'm good, and you?
Doing pretty good. Would you mind providing me with your social security number?
422-357-001.
All right. Can you provide me with your date of birth?
7590.
And your mother's maiden name?
Felicia Carnation.
I'm sorry, what was her maiden name?
Felicia Carnation.
Okay, looks like we have something different put down for your mother's maiden name.
Don't you got Felicia Taylor?
No, man. Will there be anything else you would have put down?
Felicia Taylor.
No, man. Something besides Taylor.
Prince.
Yes, man. That's what we have down for you. For your mother's maiden name. That's the information that we have.
Okay.
All right. Give me one moment. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. I'm going to try to make this as quick as possible for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Are you currently unemployed?
Yes, sir.
All right. When's the last time you did your weekly certification?
The first.
Oh, okay. Let's see. So, looks like it just expired. All right. One moment. All right. Have you ever worked under a different name?
Sir?
Have you ever worked under a different name?
No, sir.
Have you ever worked under a different social security number?
No.
Verify your gender.
Female.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Verify your date of birth for me.
7590.
All right. What's the highest grade you completed in school?
11th grade.
Do you have a driver's license?
No.
Do you have a Alabama non-driver's ID?
Yes.
Can you provide me with that number?
Okay, give me one moment. Give me a second. I'm trying to find my ID.
All right.
Okay, 5831738.
All right. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposited into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. A prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you once you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I'll take the card.
All right. When you made your selection, you will provide information regarding your prepaid account, including a pre-disclosure of fees associated with your prepaid benefits card. Did you hear this information?
Uh-huh.
All right. Verify your mailing address.
4709 12th Avenue North, Birmingham, Alabama, 35212.
Is your residential address the same as your mailing address?
Yes.
Had your address changed in the last year?
No.
You had the option to place an email address on this claim. Would you like to?
No, sir. All
right, verify your telephone number.
205-997-4946.
All right, going to verify that information. Make sure we do have everything correct in the system. For the telephone number, we have 205-997-4946.
Mm-hmm.
For that mailing address, we have 4709 12th Avenue North, Birmingham, Alabama, 35212.
Yes, sir.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 107 Lawrence Street, 331 Holy Ridge Drive, 9495 Bronzewood Court, 968 Garrett Road, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
I've never been associated.
All right. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Enterprise, Selma, Hoover, Sylacauga, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following street addresses in Detroit have you ever lived or been associated with? 19160 Whitcomb Street, 3775 32nd Street, 4827 Springle Street, 4200 Vancouver Street, or none of the above?
Springle.
All right. I'm going to ask you a series of yes or no questions, okay?
Uh-huh.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons that are related to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes.
Are you filing for a DUA, that's disaster unemployment assistance, that only applies if you are affected by a natural disaster like a hurricane or a tornado?
No.
All right. What was the very last day that you worked?
April 1st.
2021. All right. If not for COVID-19 restrictions, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own the business, or are you a corporate officer for a business? Yes or no?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yeah.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available for normal shifts in your trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for, are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
10.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
10.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
All right. What was your job title while you were working?
Cashier.
I'm sorry, didn't quite hear you.
Cashier.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No.
Then you're going to have to give me an occupation that you're seeking work in.
You said seeking work occupation.
So you're going to have to give me...
Looking for a job?
Yeah, as a cashier. Or anything, including cashier.
Yes, sir.
All right. What's the name of the last company that you worked for?
Five and Below.
Five and Below. Can you tell me what the... business name was? Do you remember the name that was on your check stubs?
Five and Below.
Let's see. This is in Montgomery?
Yes. He said it's the thing for Montgomery. Let me look on this thing. At the top, it says 5 and Below, 701 Market Street, Philadelphia, PA, and then it's got the company's phone number.
Oh, okay.
Is that what you're asking?
I'm trying to see. It's not coming up under 5 Below. Hold on, let me see. I want to make sure that it's not one of the ones that's already under your name before I put it in manually.
Okay.
So one be LQ Management LLC.
Hold on, let me look.
Hospitality liquidation.
Hospitality? No, it's a store.
Yeah, I'm aware of the store, but a lot of times they'll have stores like that under a different business name, and just trying to come up with the right name Because if it's not Dodge, I had to put it in manually. But I want to make sure before we get to that point.
It's a ADT, I mean, ADP at the right-hand corner. Stop out there, Helen. Stop.
The ABT?
Yes. I'm on the phone. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Looking under your name, not seeing anything under ABT. All right.
ADP. Like, what am I supposed to be looking for?
Typically, it'll be just under, like, the business, like, whatever the business name is, it should be close to the top, top left of the page.
Yeah, that's what I gave you, five and below.
Okay.
I can't see.
Okay. I had to make sure beforehand, so I'm just going to go ahead and put it in. That's five below. Give me one moment. All right, do you remember your employment start date?
February 28th.
2021?
Uh-huh.
You say this work was performed in Montgomery?
You said where?
So you did say this work was performed in Montgomery?
No, it's with it Irondale.
Is it Irondale?
Yeah, Crestwood area.
Homestead Village, Brook Highland Plaza, or Fultondale?
Neither one.
Homestead Village, I think it's the one that I did.
Well, Homestead Village. I don't know too much about Irondale like that. But this is a new store. It just opened right there on the side of Walmart.
5463 Patrick Way, Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah.
All right, in one moment, because I got to go back and change the information I put in.
Okay.
Bear with me just a few minutes. All right. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay anytime after your last day of work? Vacation, no. Sick, or holiday pay?
No.
All right. What's the reason for separating from this employer?
Terminated.
All right. The reason for the discharge?
I don't know. They laid everybody off once they got the stove together.
So they didn't give you a...
Well, like, they got rid of so many and kept so many once the store got together and organized and all that. Yeah, Mama. Yes.
Okay. Don't think I could put that under termination.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to put you on lack of work.
Okay.
All right. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
All right. Do you remember your 4-digit PIN or do you need me to reset it?
I remember it.
All right. I'm going to read to you the disclosure and then we'll be done.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related, but it's not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as administratively possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. Except where any requirements have been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibility requirements for a COVID-19 claim are subject to change. Give me one moment. All right, sorry about that. Just a few moments.
Okay.
All right. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you will be asked during the certification will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Failure to file a complete your weekly claim as instructed could result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim at any time. It may be mailed or otherwise provided additional information regarding continued eligibility requirements. Do you have any questions?
No.
All right. Well, I definitely want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Me too.
All right.